Well, a very good morning, friends, and welcome to another Wisdom Wednesday with me, Rocky Stevenson, pastor of Benoni Bible Church. And what an absolute joy it is to be with you this final day of this year, Wednesday, the 31st of December, 2025. We continue our journey through the perfections of God, and what a fitting way to end the year by gazing upon the character of the God who governs time itself. As we stand on the threshold of this new year, the perfection of God, this perfection, His patience, as we think about this, it touches every part of our lives, especially in seasons of waiting and uncertainty or longing and prayer. So today, as we behold the perfection of God's patience, not human patience, not the shallow tolerance that we sometimes call patience, but the deep, holy, purposeful, unwavering patience of the eternal God, the patience that flows out of His perfect love, His unchanging faithfulness, and His sovereign timing. Our theme today is so simple, but it carries profound weight. God is patient, not absent. He is patient. And if the past year has felt slow or confusing or full of unanswered prayers, it certainly, if certain hope seems delayed and even certain promises feel distant, then if you found yourself wondering why God appears to be taking so long, then this perfection is just for you. And more importantly, this perfection is meant to draw your heart into worship and trust. Let's begin with the words of 2 Peter 3 verse 9, a verse that clears away some of the fog of our assumptions and exposes the myth that we so easily believe. Peter writes, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." That's 2 Peter 3 verse 9. And here is the heartbeat of the perfection that we are exploring. God's timing is not slow. His promises are not delayed. His purposes are not lagging behind reality. Rather, God's timing is perfect, and His so-called delay is actually patience. Patience driven by mercy. Patience driven by the saving intention of God. Patience that is driven by His steadfast love. Scripture never ever portrays God as forgetful or as distracted or absent. That is the myth that is born from our own impatience, not from His character. Time feels long to us because we are creatures of dust, bound to days and minutes, but God is eternal, Psalm 90 verse 2. To Him, 1,000 years are like a day, and a day like 1,000 years, 2 Peter 3 verse 8. His timing is always right, always good, always purposeful. Romans 2 verse 4 presses this truth even deeper, saying, "Do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" The patience of God is not indifference. It is not inactivity. It is not weakness. It is purposeful kindness. It is God giving space for repentance, calling sinners to life, and giving His people time and room to grow. His patience is not a pause in His plan. It is part of His plan. His patience is His mercy in motion. But we often misunderstand this. We often look at divine patience and interpret it through human frailty. Why hasn't God acted yet? We might ask. Has He forgotten? Has He withdrawn? Is He ignoring me? This is the myth that we expose today. Divine delay does not mean divine forgetfulness. God's patience is never the sign of His absence. It is the sign of His mercy, His wisdom, and His perfect timing. Let's consider how this truth unfolds across the story of Scripture. In Genesis 15, God told Abraham and his descendants, He said that his descendants would inherit the land for 400 years. Or rather, He said that they would not inherit the land, for 400 years. And why would there be such a long delay? Well, because God said the iniquities of the Amorite is not yet complete, Genesis 15 verse 16. In other words, God was giving wicked nations time to repent, time to turn, time to bow. The delay was not weakness, it was patience. And when Israel repeatedly rebelled in the wilderness, in Psalm 86 verse 15, it says, that God was a God gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, slow to anger, not slow to notice, slow to anger, not slow to care. His delay in judgment revealed the abundance of his steadfast love, so we ought to praise God for his patience, because it is always linked to his compassion, his being slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Think of Nineveh for a moment. God sent Jonah to a violent, idolatrous city and declared that judgment was coming. Yet when they repented, God relented. Jonah 3 verse 10. Jonah himself confessed that the reason that he didn't want to go in the first place was because he knew that God was gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding and abundant in loving kindness. You see this in Jonah 4 verse 2. God's patience is not theoretical. It is real. It interrupts destruction. It rescues entire nations. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Across all of the Gospels, he is the embodiment of divine patience. Patience with slow-learning disciples, patience with suffering crowds, patience even with those who sought to trap him. And yet his patience never ever contradicted his holiness. In fact, it expressed his holiness. As Paul writes, "But I was shown mercy for this reason, so that in me as the foremost Christ Jesus might demonstrate all his patience as an example." 1 Timothy 1 verse 16. So Christ's patience is the pattern. Christ's patience is the revelation of God's heart. Christ's patience is the reason any of us are saved. And now as we stand as at the close of 2025, can you believe it? This truth is not merely theological. It is deeply personal. Think back over the year behind you. Think of the prayers that seemed unanswered. Think of the trials that lingered. Think of the desires that still remain unfulfilled. Think of the sins that God exposed in you slowly, gently, faithfully. Think of the moments that you were tempted to say, "Lord, why?" or "Lord, how long?" Today, God invites you to see that these moments, through the lens of His perfection. His patience is not absence. His timing is not neglect. His silence is not disinterested. If God has not acted yet, it is not because he has forgotten you. It is because his wisdom, not yours, governs the unfolding of all things. Psalm 37 verse 7 commands, "Be still in Yahweh and wait patiently for him." We must learn the patience that God teaches us through his perfect patience. And why? Why should we be still in Yahweh and wait patiently for him? Because he acts at the right time. He vindicates at the right time. He delivers at the right time. His delays are his design. And Psalm 27 verse 14 echoes, "Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and let your heart take courage." Yes, wait for Yahweh. Isn't that magnificent? Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for Yahweh. Waiting is not passive. It is courage in slow motion. It is faith stretched across time. It is worship expressed through trust. You see, we become patient because our God is patient. We become like the one we worship. So as we consider God's perfection of patience today, let me offer three anchors for Scripture to carry you not only through today, but into the new year, into 2026. Firstly, God's patience is meant to lead you to repentance. Romans 2 verse 4 makes this clear. When God delays judgment, whether on nations or even on your own life, he is extending mercy. He is giving you space to confess, to return, to realign your heart with his word. And this means that at the end of this year, one of the most worshipful responses that you can offer is honest repentance, not driven by guilt, not driven by fear, but driven by gratitude towards the love of God on display through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, that God's patience has not run out on you. You can turn to him today, no matter how bad and how dark it may seem. Secondly, God's patience is meant to strengthen your faith. James 5 verse 7 to 8 uses a powerful image. "Be patient, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits. You too, Be patient. Strengthen your hearts. Waiting is not empty time. It is actually soul-strengthening time. The farmer does not see growth instantly. He seeds beneath the soil. Do not shout, "Look, we're growing." But growth is happening because God is at work. And in the same way, you waiting and your waiting is the arena for God's quiet, sovereign work in your soul. We're called to that type of a patience. Thirdly, God's patience assures you that His promises are certain. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 ties patience directly to His promises. The Lord is patient because He is faithful. He delays because He keeps every word He has spoken. Divine patience is a guarantee, not a question mark. As you look at the year that is behind you and the year that is ahead, ask yourself these questions. Where have I mistaken God's patience for His absence? Or where have I assumed He was slow when He was actually merciful? Or where have I grown discouraged because His timing did not match mine? Now bring your heart back to the cross. Christ bore the judgment that you deserved, but God did not send that judgment hastily. All of redemptive history built towards the moment when, at the fullness of time, God sent His Son, Galatians 4 verse 4. Not early, not late, perfectly timed. If God orchestrated the salvation of the world with perfect timing, don't you think that you can trust Him with the timing of your life? So in this final Wednesday of 2025, let the perfection of God's patience lead you into worship. Let it claim your anxieties, reorder your expectations, deepen your endurance, and anchor your soul. God is patient, not absent. God is purposeful, not forgetful. God is faithful, not slow. God is the same yesterday and today and forever. And as you step into the new year tomorrow, do so with this confidence. You follow a God who never hurries and never delays. He is always exactly on time. Thank you for joining me on this Let's Talk and all of the Let's Talks of this past year. May your heart be filled with awe as you marvel at the patience of the God who holds your times in His hands. And may your new year begin with a renewed trust in His perfect timing. Sola Deo Gloria. May the Lord bless you. Amen.